Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Monday, and it's April the 19th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We are in the chapter We Agnostics, which is chapter 4, page 51, the second paragraph down on that page. We asked ourselves this, and it goes over to page 52. And today's readers are the 12 Steps, Pam M., the 12 Traditions, Joanne L., and the readers of the text are Shelley E., Mary B., and Laura R. And the share ID for Sunday, April the 18th, is 16,788. And for this morning's April the 19th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 16,792. That's 16792. Oh my goodness. Hang on a minute. Okay, so our newcomer greeter will be Mary B., and our announcements will be Leslie M. Man, all my pages are opening up on my computer. Hang on. Here we go. Okay, here we go. OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Pam M. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Pam.
Blessed morning, everyone. Pam M. from upstate New York, and today I am on the coast of New Jersey on vacation. So I have my Big Book with me. I'll be translating from that, so forgive me if I make an issue. So, one, we admitted we were powerless over food and food behaviors, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to to compulsive eaters, and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Amen, and I pass.
Good job. Thank you, Pam. I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Joanne.
Yes, good morning, everyone. This is Joanne L., recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. In 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, everyone, and have an enjoyable day. Thanks, Mo.
Hey, yes, thank you very much, Joanne L. All right, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. That's the star 1 button, not the mute button on your phone. Thank you. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 51 in the chapter We Agnostics, the second paragraph down toward the bottom of the page, and it begins with, we asked ourselves this, and I will now ask Shelley E. to get us started. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. Big Book, page 51. We asked ourselves this, are not some of us just as biased and unreasonable about the realm of the spirit as were the ancients about the realm of the material? Even in the present century, American newspapers were afraid to print an account of the Wright brothers' first successful flight at Kitty Hawk. Had not all efforts at flight failed before? Did not Professor Langley's flying machine go to the bottom of the Potomac River? Was it not true that the best medical minds had proved man could never fly? Had not people said God had reserved this privilege to the birds? Only 30 years later, the conquest of the air was almost an old story, and airplane travel was in full swing. I know I certainly found myself sitting at the bottom of the Potomac in my diet mentality. When I entered the rooms, I would have described myself as spiritual. You know, I really felt like I really had that whole aspect of it handled. I knew I believed in a power greater than myself, a great force in the universe. But it never occurred to me that my belief was self-centered and self-serving. It lacked substance and true faith. I soon learned that true faith in a higher power meant letting go of the reins and giving my higher power total control, which was so scary for me. And I know now I can't even hold on to the smallest portion of my life and still call myself trusting in my higher power. The littlest amount of worry, anything like that enters my mind, I give to my higher power, because I know just that amount of worry is not trusting God with something. And never would I have believed where I find myself today. Just as unbelievable as the power of flight was to most in its day, this recovery for me is equal to such nonsensical ideas. When I entered the rooms of OA and I began listening to visions that very same day, there was no way I could have foreseen the miracles that were in store for me. Gone is the person who felt useless and was drowning in self-pity and despair. My entire attitude and outlook on life has changed. And most assuredly, God is doing for me what I never could do for myself. Those pie-in-the-sky dreams of calm instead of crazy, clarity instead of fog, and relief from my anger-infected life seemed unattainable. I knew I could lose weight. That was the easy part. But never did it occur to me the difference that I would find in these rooms. I know now that I have the support and the love of my higher power walking with me daily. And I do have to ask every day, every moment for his support and give myself to him. It's still incredible and almost unbelievable the changes that my higher power has been able to make in my life through the steps and all of you. And with that, I'll pass. Everybody have a great day.
Well, thank you very much, Shelley E., for getting us started. So that's Shelley E. from Texas. And so I'll just remind everybody where we're at. We're in We Agnostics, page 51, the second paragraph. We asked ourselves this. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have shared last Thursday or Friday, we ask that you skip today and let others share. So who would like to share?
Jody E.
Roz G.
Nikki P.
Jody E. Jody E. Roz G. Who was that after Roz?
Nikki P.
Evan R. Okay, got Evan R. Then who was that after Evan?
Nirvana A.
Nirvana A. Gotcha.
Nikki P.
Donna B.
Nikki P. Okay, I'll stop there.
Did you get Donna B?
Donna B. Yeah, gotcha, Donna.
Thanks, Mo.
Donna B. Okay, here's who I have. I have Jody E., Roz G., Evan R., Nirvana A., Nikki P., and Donna B. Okay, up first is Jody E. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your service, Team Monday. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in California. So are not some of us just as biased and unreasonable about the realm of the spirit as were the ancients about the realm of the material? Well, I don't know too much about the ancients and how biased they were, but I know that I can be biased about the realm of the spiritual even now, even with my recovery, even with my faith as it is today. I don't even know how biased I am, actually. I don't know how much denial I have either. But I want to be unbiased, and I want to have an open mind about the realm of the spirit. I do know that the spirit works in miraculous ways. Otherwise, I wouldn't be abstinent today. I might not even be alive today if it wasn't for the spirit and my higher power. And I see that spirit working in my life for sure. But I also sense that I limit the spirit in my life through my bias, through my agnosticism, my unreasonable thinking. So I'm praying this morning to have a very open mind to what the Spirit can accomplish if and when I turn to it, if and when I turn my will and my life over to it completely with abandon, praying only for knowledge of God's will and the power to carry that out. That is a lifelong dream and goal of mine, to do God's will to the best of my ability and to be led one day at a time to a life beyond my wildest dreams. That's what I believe. And that's what I am experiencing as I do this one day at a time. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jody E. Next is Roz G, followed by Evan R. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Mo, and everybody on the line. My name is Roz G, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Palmdale, California. And just this morning, as I was getting ready for work, I got an alert from NASA on Twitter, and this is with the big book, so don't tell me I'm off topic, please, that NASA said that there, if you want to tune in, the helicopter on Mars from the rover is going to be launched. They're going to launch it. And so I watched this launching of a helicopter on Mars today. And at the end of the launch, and I was crying tears of joy with the team, the lady gave a speech about how the first flight was at Kitty Hawk. And I thought, oh, my God, I was just listening to that reading at the big book on the 4 a.m. meeting, my time. We were just reading that. Is that odd or God? And so what that says to me is that those guys were probably mocked and made fun of, and they did it. And we've been flying ever since. And so for me to say, okay, I have all this religion, I have all this church attendance, I have all this spirituality, so-called spirituality, and all I do, and I can continue to compulsively overeat. Am I willing to accept the spiritual tools, the kit of tools from this big book? And in so many years of OA, I had an agnosticism in thinking that I don't need that part. I need the diet. And it never worked. None of it, ever. And I also heard this morning, a lady say that she was on diet plans, commercial diet plans while in the program. Well, so was I. And so finally, I got what step one was all about. I was honest about it with a sponsor. She helped me with a food plan, but that's just skimming the surface. I have to remain in fit spiritual condition every day, and I am open to the ideas of this book because they synchronize right with my spiritual teachings and my religion. But I have to practice it every single day. It's a program of people for people who do it, and those guys way back then did it. They did it today. And I need to do it every day myself. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Roz G. Evan R., followed by Nirvana A. Good morning, Evan.
Hi, good morning. Evan R. here, Southern California, compulsive reader. Great part of the book for me, it's like, and I was listening to this yesterday too, is, we put our own limits on God and ourselves. I put my own limits on God and myself, and I realized that those limits are, what had stopped me from really being recovered, and one of them was that I just couldn't eat like a normal person. But I realized now that was kind of a mistake, was trying to be like a normal person. For me, I got to be myself, and, what I like about OA is that the meal plan is unique. You set your own guidelines, and but it's also open to change. And you know, today I'm celebrating 1 year of total abstinence, which is amazing. A lot due to this meeting and the people I met on this meeting. And you know, I have a lot of confidence that you know, wherever I go or whatever happens, I have this meeting and all the recordings to rely on, and that sort of like allow me to release my limiting beliefs. But I'll share real quick is when I first started, I didn't even want to get abstinent. That wasn't really the goal. The goal was to be able to follow my diet plan and then be happy once I did so. And it's crazy how, you know, it took me a few years, but really the revolution of the mindset was, you know, my meal plan does not determine my confidence. You know, it's my connection with my higher power. And the solution to my problems isn't food, nor the cause of my problems is food. You know, the problem for me, the solution is in the spiritual principles, which is from the big book. And, you know, the disease centers in my mind. That's really kind of the enemy. So just wanted to share that. It's been a few months since I shared, but I'm always listening. So thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
And thank you, Evan R. Nirvana A, followed by Nikki P. Good morning, Nirvana.
Good morning, Mo. Can you hear me?
Very well. Loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you to you and Team Monday and everyone on the line. So I have a Mars story as well. Like 25 years ago, a teacher asked me to come and speak about the environment. So I went into the classroom and I said, you know, what can we do for the planet Earth, for the environment? And one kid said, oh, forget about planet Earth. We it's doomed. We're going to move to Mars. And I said, oh, my God, this kid is really disturbed. And I couldn't conceive that we would land on Mars, like the previous callers said. I couldn't conceive it. And the same thing happened when I walked into the OA rooms. When everyone was talking about God, I was like, you know, God gave us a brain to use, so let's just use it. And when someone said, I asked God which makeup remover I should buy, I was totally, it was over my head. I was like, this is insane. But, and I thought God has much more important things than what makeup remover or what should I do, what should I eat. And then listening, coming to vision, and my sponsor said, you know, everyone has their own higher power. If you ask your higher power to do something for you, you're not taking time away from higher power doing other things. Everyone's got their own one. Don't worry, just use it. So I was open to that idea. And today in the morning, I tell my higher power, I call it an universal intelligence. It doesn't have a form or a name. And I just say, okay, use me. Let me know what you want me to do. I'm at your service. And when I do that, the day goes really well, and I have extra time. So now I'm open to this whole idea, and when I remember and I do it, you know, I have a much better day. So thank you, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nirvana A from California. Nikki P, followed by Donna B, and then we'll open the line up for some more people. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Nikki P. in Northern California, and I wanted to share on the line of American newspapers were afraid to print on account of the successful flight. I think that they didn't trust that flight. They thought that it was a fluke, not a breakthrough. And in my own program early on when I was first coming to believe in a spiritual power greater than myself, I didn't trust it. I didn't share about it. I felt uncomfortable talking about it. And I believed more in the strength of my local group. And for a while, that was more of my higher power, though their willpower, their care and concern was a power greater than my own will alone. But through working the steps and clearing a path, making space for my own spiritual higher power, excuse me, I was slowly finding a belief in something that was within me and also all around me. And over time, I was seeing the miracles in my life, the ability to abstain from my alcoholic foods and to do that happily. That was definitely a miracle. my willingness to put the scale away and work my program weighing only once a month and leave the results to my higher power. That was a miracle. Coming to recognize that not only do I have an ego, but that it wants control, and learning moment by moment, and that continues, to surrender even that to my higher power. But it has taken some time, more than 2 years, for me to realize that I needed to trust that higher power completely, because I didn't trust it. Some part of me thought that all of my accomplishments in the program, including my weight loss, was a fluke, something I couldn't sustain. And so I didn't talk much about my higher power. I didn't believe in it enough to share it. But then I realized it was not an unsustainable fluke that my life within had changed so much. It was because I dared to believe that there just might be a power greater than myself, and that power could and did restore me to sanity. I don't think I'd ever known before that sort of peace, but on this line I heard somebody say a very short prayer that said, God, teach me to trust you. And I began saying that prayer several times a day, and it has worked. So this is me sharing my account of the successful relationship with my higher power that has been built and continues to evolve and deepen as I continue to work steps 10, 11, and 12. And thank you. With that, I pass.
And thank you, Nikki P. And next up, we'll have Donna B. But before I take you, Donna, just reminding everybody where we're at. We're in Chapter 4, We Agnostic, page 51. Second paragraph, we asked ourselves this. And so after Donna, I will be asking for more names. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Mo. This is Donna B., spelled D-A-N-A. I'm in Denver, Colorado. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. I was so deeply moved by the last share. Really, really beautiful. And my thoughts are in a completely different direction, although I wish my share was like the previous one. What I'm thinking about is yesterday I went to a outdoor public sort of social function, which was the first time I had done something like that in over a year. And what I forgot about in this year of being somewhat isolated, but certainly more selective in the smaller group of people that I'm engaging with, is what it feels like to be amongst people who I'm not sure what they think about me, and being in that place of compare and despair, and being in that place reminded that I can't control what anybody thinks about me. And as I was thinking about this paragraph about, you know, the papers being afraid to print something, was it true, was it not true? Were these professors crazy or not crazy? Was it possible? Was it impossible? You know, all of this uncertainty between what is truth with a capital T and what is the limitations of my human mind and my human thinking. And over the past few weeks, my son has had a really difficult time transitioning back to full-time, all-day, full-size classroom. And he and I have sort of been doing this dance of helping him to navigate that. And last night I could relate. Finally, it clicked. I don't know that I'm ready to go back to the full classroom full-time, because it triggers for me all this uncertainty about myself and what people are thinking, and can I control what they're thinking, and da, 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 and all that just social noise that happens. So I came home and I wrote and I prayed and I reached out to my sponsor and to my fellows, and I'll keep doing that as I seek God's will for me. And it is only a higher power that can differentiate for me the true from the false. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. from Colorado, spelled D-A-N-A. And so I'll just remind you where we're at. We're on page 51, the second paragraph. We ask ourselves this, and if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, if you have shared in the last 3 days, we ask that you pass for today and share on the third day. So I will now open the lines for those who'd like to share.
Hi, Mo. It's Michelle
Stacy,
from Ohio.
Michelle,
New York.
Stacy, was that?
Yeah, Stacy A. from New York. Thanks, Mo.
Michelle.
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
Laura T.
Laura T. Okay. And anyone else?
Jordan L.
Jordan L.
Annabelle Z.
Okay, we'll stop there. Annabelle Z. See, all right, who I have is Michelle R., Stacy A., Deborah G., Laura T., Jordan L., and Annabelle Z. I think we'll be able to fit all of you. Good morning, Michelle. You're up first.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to hear everybody's voices. You know, I definitely beat to a different drummer. And what I saw in this paragraph, or what I felt, or what it reminded me of, was me, my whole life dieting, my whole life being on every program, my whole life telling all my friends, you know, oh, look, I'm going to lose weight. I'm losing weight. And I did the vast majority of the time. But clearly, it didn't stay off. Since I have found this program, it's almost like my whole spirit changed, my whole heart changed. I'm clearly, you know, I'm a believer in God, and it has made such an amazing difference in my life. I don't feel the need anymore to prove myself to anybody. Excuse me. I just wanted to say that I am grateful for this program, for the joys that it's brought into my life, and for all of you amazingly wonderful people. And everybody hang in there. It's the very best. Take care and stay safe.
And thank you, Michelle R. Stacy A., followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Stacy.
Hi, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. I am new to OA about, I don't know, 5 months or so. I relapsed about 2 weeks ago, starting into Pesach. I have a food plan. I was doing pretty good. Then I relapsed, and now I'm kind of coming back out of the relapse. I didn't fully relapse. Just some of my stuff that triggered me. But I really, really got to get more clear with my food plan and my trigger foods. But what I've really learned is, you know, it's just one moment, one day at a time. And that's what I got to really, I'm doing now too. And just also really watching my behavior so I don't go back again. And just, you know, surrender it all to God and just live in the moment. And like I'm hearing, and I don't really care what anyone else thinks. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually setting boundaries, and it feels really good. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Stacy A. Deborah G., followed by Laura T. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you so much, Mo, for your service and everyone that has made this meeting possible and all the shares. I am so grateful for all the shares that continue to remind me of that power, because
can, and this is a gift too, I'm grateful for, that I'm more aware of when I forget that power and I go to self-reliance and I go to Deborah being right and I go to all the self-centered things. And I'm also reminded of, because of experience, like it was said about these things that happen, like I was just thinking, with God all things are possible, how the experience right now, I'm abstinent. You know, that's that power. You know, the experience that recently I had a defect, shortcoming lifted, that's that power. You know, I continue to experience and hear from all of you about that power, which strengthens me against that agnosticism, where I'm more into God reliance than self reliance. And I'm just so grateful for this program that I can live. I have this way of life. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah G. Laura T, followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. This is Laura T from Texas. I am a compulsive overeater. I haven't been on a live vision meeting in a while, and so I'm really happy to be here this morning. And one of those things has happened to me today. Yesterday, I spoke with a lady yesterday morning. I'm trying to get some focus in my program and make it stronger. And she asked me about my belief in God. Do I believe in a higher power? Yes, I believe in a higher power. I believe there's something out there. Then she asked me a different question than I've ever been asked before. She said, do you believe that God cares about you and cares what happens to you? And I had to say, no, I don't. I am biased and unreasonable about the realm of the spirit. And since yesterday morning and that answer I gave her, it has been just one thing after another pointing that out to me, my biasedness and how unreasonable that answer is about not believing that God cares about me. And so then once again, I wake up this morning, I think, I remember to pray. I spend my 30 minutes praying and reading and really feeling some warmth and some openness and some care, for lack of another word. And then I get on this vision meeting and here it is hitting me in the face again. So thank you to all of you who have shared this wonderfulness this morning. And thank you to my OA fellow who asked me the question yesterday morning. And thank you for this question and this reading today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Laura T. Jordan L, followed by Annabelle Z.
Hey, good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Everybody else, thanks for moderating. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And grateful to be abstinent and on the phone with you guys this morning. These paragraphs, We Agnostics is it's a cool chapter, man. I take steps 1, 2, and 3 every morning, and then I practice steps 10, 11, and 12 throughout the day, right? But I gotta tell you, like, there's a real correlation between 1, 2, and 3 and 10, 11, and 12. And I actually, like, I look back to We Agnostics for inspiration for my 11 step pretty regularly. Like, it's a chapter, it's got a lot in it, and can really fuel that inspiration, you know? So anyway, as far as this paragraph goes, we asked ourselves this: are not some of us just as biased and unreasonable? Yes, I am 100% completely and totally biased and unreasonable when I get here. Rightfully so. I've been let down a lot. I've screwed this eating thing up a lot. Like, there's a whole long evidence list of how this is not going to work, you know? And to be quite frank, it's all I can see when I get here. And that's okay. It's like, it's all good. Because the reason that I'm here and the reason that I'm listening is because I need to hear someone else's account of how this has worked for them. You know, like, I need to hear about how they've been in the same spot. They've felt just as hopeless as me, right? And yet, this works for them, you know? Because that's it, man. Like, that's why I'm hopeless, is because it hasn't worked up until this point, you know? That's why I'm sitting there thinking, like, nah, right? You're not going to fly, you know? Like, no way. You're not going to be able to do this. And I'm like pretty loud and stubborn about it too, you know? But the fact of the matter is, like it says here, all it takes is one successful flight, you know? So yes, I have this long history of compulsive overeating. And yes, I have like all the evidence in the world of why this isn't going to work, you know? But I also have a room full of people telling me that they were in the same spot as me and that it did work for them, you know? And all it takes is one successful flight. And I'm off the ground and I'm flying, you know? So anyway, thanks for letting me share this morning. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. Before I take Annabelle Z, just we'll have time for maybe one or two more shares after Annabelle, reminding everybody where we're at. We're on page 51 in We Agnostics, the second paragraph down. We asked ourselves this, and I can take a couple more names after Annabelle. Good morning, Annabelle.
Good morning, Mo. This is Annabelle, and I am a compulsive overeater recovered in Everett, Washington. And I should add bulimia and anorexic as well. Oh my goodness, what great shares this morning. And between yesterday's and or Friday's and today's readings, I never cared for these paragraphs. I frankly never cared for this whole chapter because I thought I always had a very strong faith, at least since I've come into OA in October. And you know, here's the thing, is the paragraph before this, of course, talks about, you know, the people, the ancients, you know, whatever, having superstitions preventing them from having progress. And we asked ourselves this, aren't some of us just as biased and unreasonable about the realm of the spirit as were the ancients about the realm of the material? And it's like, they couldn't progress in material because they were had all these superstitions, but I can't progress in my spiritual if I have biased and unreasonable doubt. And really that doubt is fear. What if my way doesn't happen and God's way is worse? What if my plans don't happen and I lose out? You know, that my biggest fear was like fear of missing out on something, action, love, money, status, you know, this fear of missing out was just like this huge fear. And that's why I stuffed myself with food, because I got, you know what I mean? I filled, but it didn't work anymore. And I didn't understand why I still felt so empty. And when I came into OA, my fourth step had this new, because I've been in program years and years in a different program. So I've done four steps, but I'd never done a four step in OA and came up with the fear of emptiness. And I talked to my sponsor during my fifth step. I'm like, what is this fear of emptiness? And it's because I've always filled myself with food. And what I'm doing now that's different is I'm filling myself with the presence of a higher power. So discarding old ideas to me is not just like I'm going to take something and put it aside. It's more I'm going to just open myself to filling myself with what I don't know yet, but I'm going to trust. You know, faith is kind of this faith in the unknown, but just having complete comfort in knowing that it's better than what's known in my head, if that makes sense. When we talk in program about coasting and resting on our laurels, and laurels are like previous achievements that we ride our success on, like, oh, well, I've done all this, so therefore I'm still successful. I can't do that in this program. I might have achieved a great spiritual connection and level with God last month. It doesn't last. It lasts a little while, but I have to do this every single day. I have to either grow or go. You know, they say we're the growing or going. So I'm really grateful that I'm here and this meeting is here like every day. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And I'll pass.
Yeah, thank you, Annabelle Z. And so we do have time for one more share, maybe two quick ones. So who would like to share on this paragraph on page 51? We asked ourselves this.
Hello, this is Michelle E.
All right, Michelle, why don't you take it, okay?
Hi, good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. Michelle E. from California, grateful recently recovered compulsive overeater. this paragraph for me reminds me of something, a radical faith that hit me right before this recent blessing of recovery. And I remember looking in the mirror, and I was completely out of control. My body weight was increasing, and it was so focused on my body, so focused on self. But something from within me cried out, and I said, God, if it's your will that I may die from this increase of fat, whatever it is, because I'm not in control of the weight. And I feel, and I was feeling like I was being true to my food plan at that time. And what I was able to be guided to is by hopping on one of these meetings. And this is my first share, but by hopping on one of these meetings and then getting a sponsor quickly and getting deeply in the big book, I realized now today, practicing 10, 11, and 12, having that same kind of what feels like this radical faith, like whatever your will is, may I die by this, may I live by this. And I feel like I've died many deaths through this struggle that I've had with my body, my mind. And I'm remembering that because just like at Kitty Hawk, when they were probably spinning that propeller and just continuing with that crazy radical faith that this too may fly. And for me, the struggles that I had with my mind and my body, that this too shall pass, holding on to that faith, holding on to my higher power. And now I even have a far more deeper relationship with my higher power. And for that, I'm so deeply grateful. Because I'm in it for life, one day at a time with my God. Thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Michelle E., and you'll be our last share for today. I want to thank everyone for their shares and the dedicatedness to this meeting. Also for all of those who give service on Monday mornings and all mornings. And so we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Mary, I have asked Laura R. to read a vision for you, since you will be doing newcomer grief. So, Laura R., will you please read a vision for you?
Yes. All right. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.